It's Mother's Day weekend. Did you get your mom a card? The National Retail Federation estimates that 78% of Americans are going to buy one this Mother's Day. And the greeting card industry is no joke. It's roughly $6 to $7 billion a year. And that's good news for card makers like Rosanna Cavernmo. She runs Iron Curtain Press, a small print shop. And then there's a stationery and office supply store called Shorthand. It's in Northeast Los Angeles, and I went to visit her at her store.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
I'm Rosanna.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
It's a small, airy space with every office item imaginable, organized by color. I asked Cavernmo to paint us a picture of the store.
Well, it's very white and clean in here. We have everything laid out very methodically. Everything is in straight lines, little piles of beautiful items that feels a little OCD, but in a nice way. Hopefully not a too stressful of a way. We have a shelf, like just walls of greeting cards.
She has stocked the shop with a mix of greeting cards from small boutique presses, as well as her own creations.
I get to choose every single card, and so everything still feels very cohesive in here because I'm choosing from other people's lines the cards that I really love the most.
And that, of course, includes this weekend's holiday.
Over here, we've got lots of cute Mother's Day cards. I'm going to get my mom the one from Hello Lucky that says, blah, 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 boyfriend, blah, blah, drama, blah, 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 money, blah, blah, talk me down, life hacks, blah, 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 good news. You get the idea. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Happy Mother's Day.
Some of the cards on that wall were made here in the back studio where Cavernmo and her team have two printing presses.
This press is from 1880.
Wow.
And I got this one 10 years ago when I first started printing, and it's been my little baby ever since.
Obviously, we had to see how it works. She ran off a letter-pressed notebook cover for us.
So it came out?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Okay.
What was not there is now there.
Beautiful. And so that would be the notebook cover. And now that that one's out, does that mean you could then, you know, run
print
off...
print a whole bunch.
25 of those or whatever?
Yeah.
Doing business this way can seem incredibly old-fashioned. We are in an age where people buy things online and communicate via email and text and a million different apps. Why do they still buy greeting cards?
Yeah, and stationery and office supplies. Why do they buy any of it? And I think I was talking to my husband, Joel, this morning. We are business partners now. And he was like, well, you wouldn't send e-flowers to your mom or to your partner. Like, a card is the same. Like, you might as well not send a card if you're going to send an e-card. And there's something about like taking the time to write a note to someone, like you really have to mean it. And so you're going to choose to buy a card for it. I think it feels good to be connected to someone in that way.
How is that borne out in terms of the numbers you see in your business?
Oh man, we sell so many greeting cards. I was looking this morning and in the year that we've been open, we've sold 15,000 greeting cards, which kind of blows my mind.
Yeah.
And it ends up being, if you want to get real nerdy, it's 28% of our total sales. That's kind of fun to see. So even of our total revenue. So it's like a small dollar item, but we're selling so many of them that it makes a pretty big dent in our total sales.
Who do you think of as your competition?
You know, there aren't many stores like ours on the east side of LA. And so therefore, I don't really feel like there's much competition on this side. So I feel like it's just stores that sell a lot of greeting cards probably would be similar, but our focus is so specifically on desk items that I can't really think of many stores. I guess Staples?
Well, do you think that you're drawing people who might otherwise go pick up a card down the aisle at CVS?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably. I haven't heard anyone say that to me specifically, but I wouldn't be surprised if since now they know we exist on this street and that they can find a card because boutique greeting cards get a bad rap as being expensive.
Yeah.
But if you go to CVS, cards are $3 to $5 now. They're not, and so we're like on the slightly higher end of what you can get at CVS. It's very rare to find a card for $1.99 anymore.
Yeah. Break down for me kind of what your business is. We're in the store, we're looking at the presses. You showed me some of the cards. What else is in your business? What's the rest of that pie chart?
So we work with a lot of creative ad agencies and production companies in LA to make their like high-end printed goods. And then the other quarter of our business is our wholesale line. And so we have the greeting cards, but then we also have notebooks. And then the other half of our business has become the store. And it's incredible. Like we certainly our wholesale and custom business has grown because of having the storefront, but the store really is its own entity. It's bananas how much business we do in 300 square feet.
I mean, that's kind of amazing. The store's only been open for a year, but in terms of your revenue, half of it comes from the store.
Yeah. And it like and the print shop is no slouch. I mean, it's been truly life-changing for us. People my age, people slightly younger, we all buy greeting cards. There's all these cheesy things about it. If you grew up around technology, you want less of it. And I think partly that's true. Like, sending a note feels so much more meaningful than a text. I'm not afraid. I think there's plenty of room to grow, but I think there's plenty of room to grow for companies that are more like mine. And the independent greeting card industry, we're probably like a small to middle-sized company even still within this small industry. And so to watch the people who are larger than me and like aspire to be more like them, but also be able to encourage the younger companies coming up behind me, it's so fun to be part of this industry.
And I actually got my mom a little something for this weekend while I was in the store. Spoiler, it is a card with a joke about mom butts. Mom, I promise I am not making fun of you. Well, I mean, not this time. I'm gonna get in trouble for this.